This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka. Hong Kong police made the first arrests Wednesday under the new national security law imposed by China's central government. A man and a woman holding Hong Kong independence signs were arrested in two separate incidents, and at least 70 people protesting were arrested after riot police fired a water cannon and pepper spray to break up a crowd. The protesters had gathered in the city's Causeway Bay, and police say they were charged with unlawful assembly and violation of the new national security law. The law took effect on the 23rd anniversary of Britain's handover of Hong Kong to Beijing. City authorities had banned the annual rally marking the anniversary of the handover, citing risks of the coronavirus pandemic. The new law, approved and signed into law by President Xi Jinping, calls for the central government to establish a national security office in Hong Kong aimed at confronting subversion of state power, terrorism, separatism, and collusion with foreign forces. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson responding on Wednesday, saying China's new security law over Hong Kong violated the city's high degree of autonomy and threatened freedoms and rights protected by the 1984 Joint Declaration. He also said the UK has made it clear that it will introduce a new route for those with British national overseas status to enter the country. The U.S.'s S&P 500 and NASDAQ rose on Wednesday as rising hopes of a COVID-19 vaccine offset fears of another round of lockdowns. This despite a record surge in coronavirus cases in the United States. More international headlines for you on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Wednesday is the start of the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement, the new North American trade deal between the three countries. The USMCA is replacing the 26-year-old North American Free Trade Agreement. To mark the occasion, Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador says he will soon hold bilateral talks in Washington, D.C. with his counterpart, President Donald Trump. Trilateral matters that include Canada will be on the agenda for the talks that begin July 8th. President Trump is dismissing reports that suggest Russia may have offered a bounty to Taliban militants for attacks on U.S. forces. This after top aides say he was fully briefed on the intelligence. He called the reports just another hoax in a series of early morning tweets Wednesday. President Trump also cited a statement from the Pentagon that military officials have no corroborating evidence for the claim. The comments come as National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien told White House reporters Wednesday the president has been fully briefed on the alleged Russian plot. Russian election officials say the majority of voters have approved amendments to Russia's constitution. The changes would allow President Vladimir Putin to stay in power until 2036. Early results showed more than 70% of voters were in favor of the constitutional amendments. The seven-day balloting was tarnished by reports of pressure on voters, other irregularities, and concern that the early voting could not be monitored properly. One-off payments of $141 were transferred to those with children at Putin's order as people headed to polling stations. Voters have also been encouraged to vote with prize draw offering flats and an ad campaign highlighting other amendments with popular appeal. Anger continues to boil in Ethiopia's Oromo population after the killing of a revered singer. Analysts and activists say swift action and transparency by the government are necessary to avoid further bloodshed. Achalu Undessa was shot dead in Addis Ababa this week in what police say was a targeted killing. Police quickly apprehended suspects, but few details have been released about Undessa's death, fueling suspicion. Reuters cited a regional spokesman reporting protests in and out of the capital city led to injuries and at least 52 people have been killed. The singer's killing comes at a time when tensions are already high amid restrictions related to COVID-19 and the announced postponement of parliamentary elections. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.